going on in the world, the state, and in your own backyard. This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 5 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Plans for a controversial power line through southwest Wisconsin are back on. A federal appeals court is reversing a lower court decision today that stopped work on the Cardinal Hickory Creek transmission line from Dubuque to Middleton. The three-judge panel in Chicago says it's premature to order a halt to the line before the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service weighs in. The line is nearly finished, but disputes over the line going through a federal wildlife and fish refuge along the Mississippi River are holding it up. The United States now says it believes a soldier from Wisconsin is being interrogated by North Korea, and it might be a long time before Travis King is released. No one's seen King since he was picked up by a van Tuesday. His mother is Claudine Gaines, who lives in Racine.
I just want my son back. Get my son home. Get my son home. And pray. Pray that he comes back.
Tensions appear to be escalating. The U.S. says it's stationing a nuclear-capable submarine off the coast of South Korea for the first time in 40 years. Drought conditions are getting slightly better in Wisconsin thanks to last week's soaking rains. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more.
The U.S. Drought Monitor says 82% of Wisconsin is still in a drought, but last week it was at 90%. All of Wisconsin is at least abnormally dry. Southwest Wisconsin is the driest part of the state. Madison, the Dells, Richland Center, and Lake Superior's South Shore are all in the severe drought zone. Some rain is expected this weekend, but not enough to provide relief. I'm Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
More people in Wisconsin are working than ever before. 3,6900 people in Wisconsin were working for a paycheck in June, and that doesn't include farms. The Department of Workforce Development says that's nearly 53,000 more people than a year ago and 6,900 more than May of this year. The DWD says the labor force grew by more than 14,000 people and employment went up by nearly 10,700. Early estimates put Wisconsin's unemployment rate for June at 2.5%. Wisconsin hit a record low for unemployment at 2.4% in April and May. Election workers across the country say they've faced unprecedented threats since 2020. Julie Wise is a local election official in Washington state. Wise says she's never experienced a political climate like this in 23 years on the job. She says some election workers are quitting because of intimidation.
These are members of our community. These are folks that you are in line with at the grocery store, picking up your children from school. And so it is an unnerving time to be an election administrator.
Wise blames misinformation. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell.
For 105.7 CFW and the TAP 93.5 FM, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. This year's drought got worse for some and better for others in the past week, despite some heavy rains that have come through the area. In west central Wisconsin, including St. Croix, Dunn, and Chippewa counties, the drought monitor dropped from moderate down to abnormally dry. However, extreme drought has now set in the far northern part of the state, and severe drought is in place over parts of Barron, Rusk, Sawyer, and Washburn counties. 82% of the state is considered to be in drought. That's down from 90% a week ago. It's been a day since powerful storms went through northwestern Wisconsin, dropping large tennis ball-sized hail in some areas. The storms also brought high winds 55 to 65 miles per hour, and some funnel clouds were even spotted. Damage to trees, power lines, and outbuildings has been reported. However, the National Weather Service says no reports of anybody hurt by last night's storms. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers with another shutout victory. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Phillies today at Citizens Bank Park 4-0. Milwaukee now with their 11th shutout win of the season, the most in baseball. That's also their fifth straight road series win. The scoring got started in the top of the third.
First pitch swinging, Christian Yelich out to deep right center field. Back Castellanos, it is 3-0 Milwaukee. Home run number 14 for Yelich.
Highlight courtesy Bally Sports Wisconsin. After the win, Yelich gave credit to Corbin Burns and the pitching staff for another shutout performance.
Yeah, they've done a great job for us. I mean, the only reason we're in the position we are right now is because of our pitching and our defense. So they just keep passing the baton to the next guy. Whoever's out there steps up and does their job. And then the next guy comes in, does their job. So hopefully in the next 2.5 months here, we can keep doing that and make a run.
Christian Yelich now has 14 home runs for the season, with 5 so far in the month of July. Craig Counsell after the game.
3-run homers, you know, it's the best offensive play for sure. It's game-changing plays.
Corbin Burnes lasted 8 innings, allowing just 2 hits. He was outstanding with the curveball. 8 of the 10 batters he struck out were fooled by that pitch.
Yeah, I mean, the first 3 innings were, you know, were almost like perfect. You know, I'm not sure he missed any pitches.
Up next, the crew comes home to host the team with the best record in baseball, the Atlanta Braves. NFL, Packers signing another draft pick today, wide receiver Jalen Reed, taken in the 2nd round out of Michigan State. In golf, the Wisconsin State Amateur Tournament wrapping up today at Erin Hills in Hartford. Jack Schultz, 2 strokes ahead of Cameron Huss on the back 9. And it's a 3-way tie at round 1 of the British Open at Royal Liverpool at 5 under par, including England's Tommy Fleetwood.
Course is great. It's changed, you know, a lot since the last Open, I feel. So, yeah, it's great. And as soon as the week starts, you know, you start sort of feeling the Open atmosphere, which I always think is very, very cool.
That's Great Britain's Tommy Fleetwood. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocate Show. Hour 2, happy hour Thursday edition. Feels kind of like Friday. I know it's Friday Eve, Dom. And we got a pair of Brewers tickets to give away in this happy hour. I know you could be a winner and you'd be happy because they're really nice seats. They're behind home plate. PNC Club seats, man. We don't skimp around here. Courtesy of WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM. But Dom, I would get my steps here in the studio. This palatial WMDX studio here in Madison, Wisconsin, the Solidarity Realty Studios, high above State Street, 1 block from the Wisconsin State Capitol. This has got to be the coolest broadcast studio I've ever got to broadcast out of. If there's a better one, they didn't let me in there.
No doubt. It is some sweet pads over there, man.
Maybe we'll let you back over someday, Dom.
Someday. Hey, we broke it in. I'm okay now.
You know, we also broke in the Oshkosh studio. I'm going to be up in Oshkosh Monday, and we've got all kinds of local coverage coming on WISS. Start with Mino and the Mayor in the morning, 6 to 8 a.m. That is a fine product, and if you've got the Civic Media app, you can listen to any of the fine products all around the state. But Mino and the Mayor, those guys got a nice banter, Dom, like an old codger version of us.
Yeah, we're catching up, man.
You are. And I will be broadcasting from the Oshkosh facility on Monday, Dom, in deference to EAA, baby. Experimental Aircraft Association. It's like a world show. Worldwide, baby. We're going worldwide. People will know us around the world on Monday because I'm going to do something. I might streak the runway, Dom. Just make an impression. Let
no,
them know
don't.
There.
That'd be bad.
Well, if I streak the runway, maybe there'd be half as many naked pictures as me as I've seen of Hunter Biden in the last couple of days.
In Congress, in congressional hearings. Thank you, MTG.
It's not just Congress where I'm seeing the naked Hunter Biden with the barely blurred. Dom, the New York Post today has an article up, and this article was inspired by an FBI document. Timely? Not really. Debunked? Maybe.
Yes. My understanding?
Uncorroborated? Well, according to the White House,
And the New York Post, and let's not forget, it was the New York Post that's been publishing the Hunter Biden laptop from hell stories from the get-go. It was the New York Post that had their story, quote-unquote, suppressed before the election of 2020. Now, Dom, the latest, I'm going to start with the White House's reaction to the publishing of this report. And in the New York Post, more naked pictures of Hunter Biden for no apparent reason.
Just because it's Hunter Biden.
Just because it's Hunter. White House wants desperate GOP held accountable after Grassley publishes uncorroborated FBI record. Now, Chuck Grassley, he's Ron Johnson's best buddy. These guys, they've been doing this investigation of Biden in the Ukraine. I mean, hell, this has been going on for years. But here is how the Biden White House is responding to the very latest. The Biden White House is urging reporters, guys like you and I, Dom, to hold the GOP accountable for claims, their quote, that have been debunked for years. After U.S. Senator Charles Grassley from Iowa Thursday afternoon published a years-old FBI form, essentially notes from an interview with an unnamed source relaying secondhand, even older allegations against President Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden. That form, known as FD-1023, and again a quote, is the form our special agents use to record raw, unverified reporting from confidential human sources. The Society of Former Special Agents of the FBI said in a statement when interest in the existence of the form grew earlier this year. More quotes. FD-1023s merely document that information. They do not reflect the conclusion of investigators based on fuller context or understanding. Recording this information does not validate it, establish its credibility, or weigh it against other information known or developed by the FBI in our investigations.
So when someone tells these folks something, they got to write it down. And of course, it's a bureaucracy. Everything's got to be tracked, right? And that's the form. This is the raw data. Hey, somebody told me that they'd heard something. Okay, I write it down on the form. It's not verified. It doesn't mean that it's true. It's not validated. It doesn't establish credibility. So it's basically a notepad.
Dominic, you would assume that credibility is necessary. Chuck Grassley, less so. On June 1st, Senator Grassley, who has teamed up with House Oversight Committee Chairman Jim Comer, came under fire for admitting he does not care whether or not the accusations against President Biden are true or not. I don't care. I'm smearing the guy. He wants to pursue them regardless. 8 weeks later, to the day on Thursday, Grassley published what is believed to be a debunked document. Now, Politico describes the form as an uncorroborated FBI record that documents a conversation the Bureau had with a confidential source who is at the center of a Biden bribery allegation. The FD-1023 has been at the heart of an investigation by Chairman Comer into President Joe Biden and the business deals of his family members, Politico adds. In the conversation, Burisma executive Mykola Zlotsevsky alleges he paid a bribe to the Bidens. No evidence has emerged that Joe Biden took a bribe, though Republicans are searching for a smoking gun. You got to infer the evidence, right, Ron Johnson?
That's what Ron said.
They're searching for a smoking gun to link the president to the business agreements of his son, Hunter Biden, and other family members. Now, I don't think it's new news that Hunter Biden might be a ne'er-do-well, Dom. And he might have used the family name, and let's not forget, his old man used to be the vice president before he was elected president. Might have used the, you know, family name to advance his own career into positions he was not worthy for. But I don't give a damn, because he's a private citizen. And unless you can show me, let's call it evidence, not some speculative back of the notepad 1023. Last month, FBI Acting Assistant Director of Congressional Affairs Christopher Dunham, in a letter, reportedly criticized House Oversight Committee Chairman Jim Comer for ignoring security restrictions and allowing details from the form to be made public, despite agreeing he and his members would not. Based on that promise, FBI Director Wray has had authorized the form to be shown to committee members, but only inside the SCIF, you know, the sensitive, compartmentalized information facility, and with no recording devices allowed. And your girl, good old Three Toes, Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene, appeared to have violated that agreement, which she very publicly announced that she claimed were details from the form, and bragged she had immediately taken notes from memory after viewing the form. It is remarkable that congressional Republicans, in their eagerness to go after President Biden, regardless of the truth, continue to push claims that have been debunked for years that they themselves have cautioned to take with a grain of salt because they could be made up, said Ian Sams, White House spokesperson for Oversight and Investigations.
But Grassley doesn't care. That's not the point.
Dom Sams essentially noted that even Donald Trump's most loyal Attorney General, Bill Barr, who had the FD 1023, did not find it sufficiently credible to pursue. These claims have reportedly been scrutinized by the Trump Justice Department, a Trump-appointed U.S. attorney. A full impeachment trial of the former president that centered on these very issues over and over again. They had been found to lack credibility. It's clear that congressional Republicans are dead set on playing shameless, dishonest politics and refuse to let the truth get in the way. It is well past time for news organizations to hold them to basic levels of factual accountability for their repeated and increasingly desperate efforts to mislead both the public and the press. Well, we would never do that to you. We tell you the truth around here, even when it's painful, Dom.
A little bit from the New York Post. This is Mykola Zlachevsky, the owner of natural gas company Burisma Holdings, remember that, told an FBI informant in 2016 while meeting at a coffee shop in Vienna, Austria, quote, it costs $5 million to pay one Biden, $5 million to pay another Biden, according to the redacted FD 1023 form. Zlachevsky made some comment that although Hunter Biden was stupid and his dog was smarter, he needed to keep Hunter Biden on the board so, quote, everything will be okay, the June 2020 document said. The source asked whether Hunter Biden or Joe Biden told Zlachevsky he should retain the younger Biden. He said they both did. The federal informant, a Ukrainian-American who's been a trusted, highly credible FBI source for over a decade, had been paid six figures, according to Grassley, described four conversations with Zlachevsky, beginning with a meeting near Kyiv in late 2015 or early 2016, and continuing through a 2019 phone call. I'm going to jump down here. Zlachevsky allegedly claimed to have 17 recorded conversations of the Bidens, two of which involved Joe, as well as many text messages and two documents that the informant understood to be financial records of payments to the Bidens. Okay, I'm down. I mean, we saw Donald Trump's checks to Stormy Daniels, right? We saw what happened. Bring the proof. 844-967-2789. Bring the proof. We want the proof. Allegations. Third person from a note taken by the FBI or whoever it was on the 1023 do not amount to proof. There should be, if this happened, transactions. There should be money. What if LLCs? I mean, we know these. We know how this is done because Trump has done these things. We know that the evidence is there. There's usually a paper trail. Where's the paper trail? There's no paper trail, but hey, here's some new pics of Hunter Biden with a prostitute. So don't worry about it.
Yeah, that did play as odd in the New York Post coverage of the alleged bribery in Burisma and the big guy and Hunter
and sex
naked.
Sells.
And he's naked.
It's the New York Post, man. Sex sells. What do you want?
Come back. More devils. Hey, we'll talk about sex.
the Devil's Advocates. Radio for the 99%.
And welcome back to the Devil Advocates Radio Show. Join us on the lines, giving away some Brewers tickets for tomorrow night's game against Atlanta. First pitch at 710-844-967-2789.
I think we should get to the phones. Dom, a very patient Joe, stop messing with my cue. Who's taking over my control? Joe, welcome to the greatest radio show ever, some say.
Hey, Joe.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to make an effort. You know, I don't beg for tickets very often, but on this particular day, I'd really like to beg for those Brewer tickets for Mark or Mickey. We're not quite sure who he is. I think the reason why I'm begging for tickets for him is that he's showing moxie. He's intrepid. He's persistent. And he really reminds me of you two in that he just keeps going for it. And I really think that's something to be admired. I think the fact that he didn't know about Jim Troupas, I would say to him that oftentimes when you get a question like this, when it has to do with Republicans and the stolen election, the best thing to do is to kind of go broad instead of just to say scumbag. It's easier to say something like, well, I think it must be a piece of walking sewage who doesn't believe in elections. And you're very likely to be right. So whether it's Bob Spindell or John Eastman or Ron Johnson or Troupas, you're very likely to be right. So I think the one problem was that Mark was maybe afraid of the specifics, when I would just say go broad and just say he's a vote stealer, and you're likely to be right. You know, that's
is where I quibble with your argument. I just laid out who Jim Troupas was on the radio. Had he actually been listening to the descriptor on the radio, it's like when you give someone the answer and then you ask him the question and they say, I don't know. Come on, I can't afford that sort of behavior.
Here's the thing, though, Cootie. When he was very clear, when you asked him what he was doing, he said, I was reading. People don't read enough now. These days, people don't read enough.
Now that feels like a personal attack on the panel.
Yeah, because it's true.
I ask for grace. Magnanimous. How about that?
Joe, here's the deal. If Mickey Mark from Racine, Kenosha, or wherever he's from, if he's listening right now and he calls in the next 2 minutes, I'll consider changing my answer. Is that fair? That would imply he's still listening.
Yeah, we're not reading. So good luck to you. And good luck to everyone who gets the tickets. They sound fantastic. Absolutely great. So
they are good seats.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. Oh, man.
Is that count when you lobby for somebody else?
I mean, it's coming from Joe, and I give Joe a lot of respect. So, yes, it does count. So if Mickey/Mark, whoever from Racine, you're out there still listening, you got fans, you got supporters, and we're willing to bend if you're still listening. 844-967-2789. Steven from Milwaukee, you're listening. Welcome. What do you got for us today, Steven?
Hey, Steven.
Hey, guys. You guys stole my thunder with the Hunter Biden. I just think Republicans are just jealous because he's having so much sex.
Well, it's not the problem with the sex. It's the sex for pleasure.
Right.
But did you also hear that it was all been basically the Russians stole his information and planted it on a laptop, and they have evidence now? And
I'm not even clear it was Russians. I mean, I think Rudy Giuliani is directly culpable. It's not that Hunter Biden, the ne'er-do-well son of the president, didn't have this laptop that he, you know, I can't explain why he would leave it a repair shop forever.
Exactly.
But before that supposed evidence was ever presented to the American public, it was completely corrupted by multiple hands. Mm. And my understanding is Rudy Giuliani's were the greasiest, but maybe that was Grecian formula.
But on a side note, I want to say that that Leonard Leo, he's a diabolical fiend.
Now, who's he?
Leonard Leo, is that the Oh, hang on.
You got me Googling.
The Supreme Court?
Is he the guy? All the judges and all the...
Yeah.
All the funding.
Ah, he's the Federalist.
He's got lots Chairman? And lots of friends. The Federalist lots Society, right. Yes,
Chairman
lots of, money.
Of the Board of Directors of the Federalist Society. He's been corrupting U.S. justices and democracy for some 30 or more years, I think, Stephen. Good call, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Steve.
I'm pretty sure he's going to say thank you for being the greatest radio host
ever. Greatest radio show ever. Yes. You're welcome, Stephen. You are welcome. We do it for you. So, okay, now this document. Now, the FBI apparently not very happy. I mean, the Republicans did say they wouldn't share this thing. It's raw notes, not verified, whatever. And there's no evidence. So, you know, you can walk into a bar and overhear something somebody says and then turn around and tell it to your handler. And, you know, they make a note of it and they do what they will with it. Doesn't make it true. Doesn't make it false. If there's a there, as I've always said, OK, prosecute them. I'm down with that. I don't want the corruption from Republicans or Democrats. If that's the case, then bring it. But you don't have to show junk pics. You know, I mean, that's like, what are we, in high school? I mean, literally, are we in high school? That's how you do it? Marjorie Taylor Greene and congressional testimony? You know, legacy media like the New York Post? That's how you get the eyeballs? I mean, I guess, but, you know, there are actually other more important things to flush out. Like, how deep and grand was the conspiracy by Donald Trump and the Republicans to overthrow the will of the people?
Well, it goes this far, Dom. The ex-Georgia GOP chair claims he can't be indicted by Fannie Willis. So I would suspect that means he was criminally involved. Because no one ever says, you can't indict me, copper, unless he's feeling a little guilty. At least that's my impression. Come back, the Devil's Advocates. The happier happy hour rolls on. Still got a pair of tickets. Mark, Mickey, you didn't call in time. So they're fair game. 844-967-2789.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, rolling through a happier Law and Order happy hour right here, the Thursday, wish it were a Friday edition. We're still giving away a pair of Brewers tickets, 844-967-2789, courtesy of our Brewers flagship, WISS 1100 AM. We got the Brewers on WRCE News from the Center in Richland Center, Wisconsin. And coming for 2024, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha. Maybe Mark Mickey will have his act together by next season.
by next year. Come on, work on it, baby.
You know, the Republicans keep rolling out these whistleblowers. And you'll recall the IRS supposed whistleblower and then the U.S. attorney guy, David Weiss, who actually made the plea deal with Hunter Biden. Well, the whistleblower went on with Jake Tapper. I mean, between Ron DeSantis and now the whistleblower, man, Jake Tapper, a popular man of late, but wanted to bring you a little of the, let's just say Tapper stumped them a bit. So here's the latest. One of the Republican Party's, let's call him a whistleblower for argument's sake, Don.
I got to call him something.
In their Hunter Biden investigation, Joseph Ziegler, an IRS special agent and self-described Democrat, I doubt it, testified. Did he call himself a Democrat? Because then I really doubt it. Testified to Congress that he believed the Justice Department improperly prevented the full range of charges from being considered against President Joe Biden's son, you know, the ne'er-do-well Hunter. But when Ziegler appeared on CNN Thursday, anchor Jake Tapper asked him why the Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss, a Trump-appointed prosecutor investigating the case, disputed all of his claims. And Ziegler had no answer. So I'm going to quote Tapper first here, Dom. So let me just give you an opportunity to respond to some of the things that Democrats on Capitol Hill are saying. First of all, they're saying, why would a Trump-appointed U.S. Attorney David Weiss lie? The whistleblower, air
whistleblower, quote.
I have no idea what his motives or beliefs are. All I can do is present the facts to Congress. It's for them to determine, the American people and the administration, to make the proper decision on how to move forward. Again, a question I believe here, Dom. Do you know of criminal charges against Hunter Biden that were not filed, that definitely there's evidence, proof that they should be filed or should be facing justice for? Tapper pressed him later in the interview. So again, meeting with the assigned attorneys, and that included the Department of Justice tax attorneys, all agreed for felony and misdemeanors tax charges related to 1918-19, said Ziegler. I didn't see that in the charges document that were filed in Delaware. And those charges would have been for what? Said Tapper. Undeclared income? Question mark. It would have been for a false declared tax income, 7201 tax evading, said Ziegler. Now, contrary to Ziegler's claims, experts have said that most tax offenses of this sort, where the unpaid taxes have already been paid back, are actually settled in civil cases, with prosecution and plea agreements exceedingly rare. Well, Dom, you know, don't let the facts and the truth get in your way.
Oh, of course not. We got a story to tell here. We got a mega crowd. We got to gin up. We got to keep saying something because what? Because their guy's going down. And so they need to, what? Say everybody's contaminated. They need to make the everybody does it case. That's why they go down this road.
And then hold up a naked picture of Hunter Biden.
Because that's totally necessary.
844-967-2789. Dave from Mequon. Been a while since you called us, Dave. You looking for tickets or just great conversation?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, both. I can handle both, right?
Ticket part right. Let's see. First of all,
we'll see on the conversation.
David, who is Jim Troupas?
He was the IRS whistleblower.
No, Jim Troupas. No. Jim what? Troupas. Jim Troupas.
Okay, I'm not familiar then.
Okay, one more. He was a fake Trump elector. He bragged about suppressing black and Latino votes, like 36,000 in Milwaukee. He's the Republican fourth CD chair, and he's a Wisconsin elections commissioner, and his first name is Robert. What's his last name, David?
He goes by Bob.
Voss. What's that?
Voss.
No, that's Robin Voss, not Robert Voss.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were...
I'm not doing so well.
No, no.
You're... No, man.
Both the pre-qualified questions, you... David, man, you've already blown your opportunity to even hope. I'm starting to question if we could even have a good conversation at this point.
I don't know, man. These are kind of like some very important Wisconsin people as it pertains to the fraudulent election and the overturning of, you know, democracy in Wisconsin and the country. David, come on, man. You got to know the names of your oppressors.
Well, first of all, I actually have been not really watching the news now for like the last couple of months. I'm done. That's number one. But number two, anybody that is doing that, yes, they should be charged. I believe they should be charged, especially if they're trying to manipulate the system. I have no problem with them being charged with whatever, and you kind of go from there.
Okay, David, I'll give you one Brewers redemption question.
Okay.
What was the Brewer score earlier today? It played out on WISS, 1100 a.m., and they won. But what was the final score?
I think it was 4-0.
Yes!
Oh, wow, right.
You redeemed yourself, man. David.
And the Phillies got two hits, I think, I recall.
And for the free beer on Dom, who was the starting pitcher for the Brewers today? Buy your own beer, David. We're going to give you the Gary treatment. You're buying your own beer. Hey, stick around. Give Anya your contact information, specifically your email, David, and we'll get you signed up for a pair of Brewers tickets for tomorrow night. The Brewers are on a roll, man. Your first place Milwaukee Brewers.
Yeah, first place Brewers. Well done, crew.
And if you can't go to the game, you can always listen. WISS, 1100 AM, 98.3 Oshkosh Air Support. And WRCE 1450 AM, 107.7 FM. I had to think for a second. Rico from the Rock County. How you doing, Rico?
Hey, Rico.
Hey, how you guys doing?
You were in the wings. You were waiting for those Brewers tickets, weren't you, Rico?
No. I'm not eligible anyway. But those are some lame questions, dude. Come on. You don't know those guys. Hey, you guys.
Meaning the fact that the question wasn't lame. The fact that you couldn't answer the question for some was lame. Rico, let me ask you, who is Jim Troopers?
Okay, but wait. You got to get a little tougher. Okay, no. Bring it. Troopers, he was the guy that was involved as legal counsel for the fake collectors here in Wisconsin. He basically led the charge. Oh, he had another Ron Johnson fan. Oh, yeah, Ron Johnson used him last time, just in case there was a little, you know, hanky-panky going on.
I would have also accepted scumbag.
Yeah, but, you know, then we got to move on to this Spindell. This is crazy, Mickey. Why couldn't you get this? They talked about Spindell first off in the first part. Anyway, Spindell. Oh, this guy. Do I need to say anything about it? You ain't been listening if you don't know about Spindell.
Well, you know, he said David said he hasn't been listening to the news lately. And, you know, I can at least appreciate the sentiment. It's sometimes it gets to be a bit much, especially when all you see, if you're the Republican and the megas and the Trumpster, even if you're like the waffling Republican and you appreciate what the party used to be, you know, the good old Reagan days, if that was your heyday of Republicanism, to see what it is now, it's easy to turn it off and pretend like it doesn't happen. But the GOP continues its morbid evolution into this mega, and there seems to be no stopping it. So I get why some folks who would normally vote Republican just don't want to hear about it anymore, Rico.
Yeah, but, you know, once they get on that Kool-Aid, you know, it's like heroin. See, it's hard to get off. They haven't figured how to get off the Kool-Aid.
We need some methadone clinics for the for the Republicans?
Yeah, we need a 12-step program?
Talk about mental health. Oh, yeah, speaking of mental health. So now we got Large Marge. She's over here in Congress. She's passing out pictures of the president's kids' junk. Come on. What? Oh.
You know what? Well, the New York Post is publishing it today. Check the Post.
You know what, guys? I feel really, really bad for them writers that are on strike right now, and they got me 100%, right? But it's like, if you're over here on the political junkie side, you know, you can't write this stuff. They do a good enough job. This was like a comedy I couldn't write. I couldn't write this stuff. All right, guys.
It's comedy and tragedy, Rico. Thanks for the call, man. 844-967-2789. How can it be comedy and tragedy at the same time? Because that's exactly what it is.
You know, we are the best thing in broadcast radio right now, and probably television. We're not even on television. Do you know how boring it's going to be from here forward? I've heard this actor strike, this SAG strike, could be 5-6 months.
Wow.
All scripted television, no movies. And even the actors standing in solidarity with the Screenwriters Union, apparently even Oppenheimer, this big movie that dropped, they were screening it in London last week. During the course of the movie, all the actors got up and walked out. They didn't do, you know, the press thing. And in fact, actors currently are under a prohibition from promoting any of the work they've done. So if you got a movie coming out, you can't go on the Devil's Advocates radio show and talk about it.
Promote your own movie. Yeah.
You cannot. You could talk about your skincare line, but you can't talk about Oppenheimer or the Barbie movie, for example. And I know, Dom, you'll be the first in line to see that one this weekend. Midnight showing somewhere, fella?
The studio has these folks making all this money and cutting the trees near the strikers in California so they get real hot. I mean, that's just some pretty lowball stuff. The good news in all this, number one, solidarity. Go get your money, union. Appreciate that. There's a lot of content out there. I got a lot of catching up to do. So if I missed out in 6 months of new stuff, there's still plenty of old stuff out there that I have not yet seen.
We got like 12 years of Devil's Advocates podcast. You can catch up. Find them at the civicmedia.us.
Really? 12? Really? I don't. Come on. Really? Got them all? All of them? I mean, even the old Heartless days?
I'm less clear. I just say that broadly. I don't even understand how we get from here to out there in the airwaves, Dom.
It's religion. It's God.
I don't do science on the radio or math or much of anything of late. 844-967-2789. Welcome, Terry. Terry, where are you calling from? Where are you listening?
Hey, Terry.
Yeah, Northwoods Terry.
All right.
Right on, Northwoods Terry. Welcome back.
Okay, yeah. I was at the Barron County Fair today, fellas, and I approached the Republican booth because there's one person working it, and I pretended to be on my phone like Ron Johnson. And anyway, I said, I'm pretending to be on my phone like Ron Johnson. Well, anyway, I struck up a conversation with the person working the Republican booth, and she said she couldn't stand Johnson either. Oh, my God.
What was her objection to Rojo?
Let's see. Where do you start there, Crudy, you know?
Well, scumbag would have been acceptable under today's criterion, but go ahead, Terry. What'd you call him?
I think this latest debacle about 400,000, something about 400 grand.
Yeah.
Oh, self-dealing
yeah. Senator Johnson.
Pardon?
Self-dealing Senator Johnson.
So, oh yeah, okay. Well, then the next thing we said, well, how about the orange, the Cheeto Messiah? She didn't like him either. So we bashed Trump together.
Bringing people together. Trump is a unifier
representing the Republican Party, and you don't like Rojo and you don't like Trump, you might as well join the Devil's Advocates team.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the project, Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. In the late afternoon and evening, a couple of storms around, a high in the low 80s. And still a storm chance Saturday, high to the mid-80s. Heating up all the way into the upper 80s on Sunday, lots of sunshine. Currently at 75 degrees.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
The Devil's Advocates. Rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. But if you got something to say, hit us up right now, 844-967-2789. I want to throw this one out there before we run out of time. The reporting over at the Raw Story, Sarah Kay Burris. The House Oversight Committee will move on from its attacks on Hunter Biden to address UFOs next week.
Sweet. Okay.
Yeah.
The truth is out there, Dom.
There's going to be more truth next week than there was this week, according to Dom, the GOP schedule. Yes.
I have a UFO whistleblower to appear on our show. And I mean that in all sincerity. So
well, I've seen
when they're ready, I'm ready.
It's not me. It's not me. Although I have seen UFOs. According to the GOP
schedule.
You've
had several probing incidents.
I was in college. It was experimentation. Oversight Chair James Comer will hold a hearing on Wednesday, next Wednesday, after intelligence agencies submitted a new report of incidents over the last years. Republican lawmakers had promised a study of unidentified aerial phenomena, you know, formerly known as UFOs. You know, it's all just bunk and totally terrible and stupid. Now it's UAPs, which is totally different. It's like no, that song goes dun 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 dun, and my song goes dun 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 dun. You see the difference? See how that is? Yeah, totally different.
UAP. I totally hear the difference, Vanilla Ice.
They promised a study of the UAPs after a former intelligence official made claims that the U.S. military may have found a crashed alien spacecraft. I mean, we had these conversations before, like in the 40s. A Rep. Tim Burkett, a Republican from Tennessee, has become the Republicans' leader in Congress on UFOs, but swears there will be professionals before the committee to answer questions. Great. Will there be professionals to actually ask questions, unlike MTG's and Hunter's junk picks?
No, you don't understand. They got Scully and Mulder and the Smoking Man.
If the Smoking Man comes in, then you know it's on. Speaking to reporters Thursday morning, Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene, who sits on the Oversight Committee, appeared to reject the idea of aliens from space. I'm a Christian, she explained, and I believe the Bible. I think that, to be honestly, I looked into it, And I think we have to question if it's more of the spiritual angels or fallen angels.
Oh, MTG, you're a fallen angel of sorts.
But here's the thing. I just want to throw this out there. I mean, if Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, who, of course, we saw embarrass the country yesterday by holding up dick pics of Hunter Biden, if she can ponder the wonder, maybe these things in the sky, these UFOs that now the unidentified aerial phenomena could be angels, could be angels, and maybe the opposite, Crudy. Could you consider possibly the opposite, that maybe Jesus was an alien?
You take that back or I'll shoot you with the Jewish space laser.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yep. UAPs, they're angels or fallen angels, according to Marjorie Taylor Greene. And her evidence of that is, let me see, the Bible. Yeah. So that'll be fun. That's next week, Wednesday, folks. I mean, the truth is out there. We're going to find out. I cannot wait to see, you know, what class tools Marjorie Taylor Greene comes to present everybody with next week.
She's going to put an E.T., like a furry E.T., you know, like a stuffed animal, but then with, like, angel wings.
In a E.T. performing E.T. a sex act? I mean, you could block it out, of course, but that's how it is now. I mean, that's the standard. I mean,
what do you think he was telling you when that red figure was glowing, Dom?
E.T. phone home. E.T. phone home.
He's phoning somebody like Hunter Biden, perhaps.
Perhaps. All right. So I was thankful. Thank you for letting me get that one off my chest, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
I could tell that one was bothering you.
Come on.
We have a listener who has been telling me her UFO story. She's got visual representations of what she saw. And I think when Comer goes off, I think we should have her on.
I'm down, man. Yeah, man. I'm down with those conversations, man. Like I told you, in college, when we were living together, I saw a UFO. And I didn't so much see it as I saw it block out the stars behind it. That's how I knew it. And it was like a cigar shape moving across the sky. And, you know, it was college, and so we were tripping and partying a lot. I mean, who really knows, right? So I went back in. I was like, wow, that's really weird. And I didn't go in. I was still outside, and I pondered what I just saw. I'm like, wow, that's really strange. And literally, like, 30 seconds later, a couple of fighter jets, like, kind of like on an intercept course. And I lived in La Crosse for 5 years, man. I don't remember fighter jets flying over the city ever. I mean, I know Fort McCoy is not too far. Could have happened, but I never saw it. So, yeah, man, I don't know. So is it possible? Yes. Is it more likely that there is other intelligent life out there besides us? Yes. Is it more possible that that's the case versus an almighty God and angels? Yes. Yes. Is it possible Jesus, if it existed, if he existed, was an alien? Probably. I mean, how do you float like that into space, into sky? I don't quite get it. But I wonder, like, you know, for the believers out there, Curdy, if this comes to pass and there's, you know, evidence of extraterrestrial technology and developed peoples or whatever you call it, entities. Well, I don't remember any of that in the Bible. How then do all the religions, the current religions, adapt their philosophies or their writing, music?
I'm gonna have to call for a rapture here. We're going to have to move on from this part of the conversation, man.
See what I'm saying, man? Wednesday. The truth comes out Wednesday. Next week.
For the Devil's Advocates, we'll have another eyewitness to USAP or a UFO or...
Unidentified aerial phenomena. Not UFOs, man. That's ridiculous. What are we, children? It's UAP. Oh, so good.
We're going to take tomorrow off, and we're going to go chase some aliens down, or angels, fallen angels, either way.
I mean, you know.
And after a very early start at EAA, I'm going to join you on the airwaves from Las Vegas on Monday afternoon next. I'll bring you back. I'm going to meet some people. You know me, man. I got to go out and meet the peoples. I'll tell you what they're talking about and I'll tell you whether or not those at the Experimental Aircraft Association show in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, I'll tell you whether or not they believe the truth is out there.
Oh, there's man, is the EAA got UAEs or UFOs? FYI, I want to know, baby.
I hear the Blue Angels are flying in Milwaukee today.
Oh, my. I'm surprised they haven't. Yeah, they're warming up for the air show this weekend, and it is an amazing sight. Hell, it's unbelievable to hear that kind of power, especially when they fly over Brady Street and all the windows are rattling.
Yeah, the UFOs, they don't make all that loud rattling
noise. Weird how that works.
It's superior technology. Thank you all for listening. Greatest radio show ever for a Thursday. Stick around, Maggie Dawn and Raised in the Wisco and a lot of other shows. Keep it locked, Civic.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup. Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.